Today is Tuesday, August 27th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. And, Tuesday. It is a Tuesday. Tuesday. And I'm also recording on my lovely studio here in the beautiful city of Lowell, Arkansas. We had some big old storms last night. My parents, they're visiting Washington, and they said, my mom said, or no, I think my stepdad said, are you guys ready for the storms? And even Mark said, oh, we need to make sure we walk Shane and Sydney early because it's going to be storming around 9 o'clock. And I said, oh, and I never know this. I mean, I don't look at the weather or I don't know. I don't look and see what's going to be going on. So anyway, about 9 o'clock, it sounded like there was like a freight train going outside. I mean, I don't know. But anyway, it was windy. I opened the door. The trees were blowing. I thought a hurricane was a-coming or something like that. And so I quickly, you know, tried to take Sydney out to get her to pee because I thought, oh, for sure, it's going to start raining really hard any moment. And before we go to bed, we put on the weather. And I don't know if you guys, I know Fatty has the weather rat, and I'm using air quotes, in his neck of the woods, but I don't know if this is true of like all local markets, but anytime there's the slightest little bit of weather outside, I mean, it could be a little bit of rain, a little bit of wind, maybe you have a little bit of hail, you know, whatever the case may be, our local weather guy is like on it. And he's on there, he's got an earpiece in his ear, he's like, and Mark doesn't like this, but he'll be saying, and we've got a low pressure front, you know, over here in the, and he'll go, oh, wait just a second. We have a report coming in. And where did you see that, Lindsay? And you got a call from who? Okay, great. Yeah. And he'll stop talking to the camera and he'll be like talking to this girl who's in his ear, right? She's like giving him these reports of like the National Weather Service and the local election. Because last night, the big deal, because it was basically just wind. Like we didn't have, it hadn't started. I think it did rain last night. But in our area, it was just sprinkling. I mean, it was just a little bit of rain, but it was mostly lightning and wind. And so he was getting these reports from all the local electric companies saying that they had 5,000 power outages and, you know, whatever. I think we were at around 27,000 power outages by the time we went to bed. But we didn't actually have a power outage here, thank goodness, because it's hot. And I don't want to get hot while I'm trying to sleep. Anyway, so that happened last night and not much else, you know, has really been happening. Work, I mentioned work. I don't know. I'm feeling a little bit better about work as far as, I mean, it's still going to be horrible and I still may end up looking for another job, but I've talked to everybody under the sun. So maybe I just needed to like get everything off of my chest. And then, you know, and then kind of think about it. I started going into work earlier this week because I thought if I get into work early, because I've been rolling into work around 8:30, 8:45. You know, I'm the last one on my team in my area to get there. And, you know, and so as soon as I get in, people are bombarding me with questions and talking to me and stuff like that. And so I thought, and it's not a big deal because, I mean, again, my boss is in California and he doesn't really care if, you know, if I come in at 9 or I come in at 10 or I come in at 6 in the morning, like he doesn't care. As long as the work gets done and, you know, we're all adults, so it's not a big deal. We're not punching a time clock or anything like that. But I was thinking, you know, maybe part of my stress is that I get in and immediately I have to hit the ground running. I don't have any time to organize my day. to think about like what I need to get done, to make lists of things that I want to accomplish for the day or anything like that. Like I don't have time to get organized. So I decided I was going to try and I figured I would fail. And I mean, I'm only on day two of this. So it's not like I've succeeded. You know what? It takes 20 days to build a habit or something like that. So, but I thought, okay, what I'm going to do, Mark sets his alarm for 6:45. And normally I don't get out of bed. I like roll out of bed around 7:20 or 7:25. I wait. Normally Mark gets up at 7:15. So his alarm is 6:45. He doesn't, Good Morning America comes on at like 6:50 or 7 a.m., something like that. He kind of watches a little bit of Good Morning America and then gets out of bed about 7:10 or 7:15. Well, I wait until he finishes his shower, and then I get up and I go in and then I shower. Or I brush my teeth and then I shower. And so I decided, okay, what I'm going to do is when his alarm goes off, I'm going to get up at 6:45. I'm going to go in, I'm going to brush my teeth, and I'm going to be done with my shower by the time he gets up to use the shower. And that way, I can leave for work about 7:15 or 7:20 and be there around between 7:30 and 7:45. And then my other two colleagues that sit near me don't usually get in until around 8:30. Maybe a little bit earlier, but a lot of times it's around 8:30. So Monday, I was able to do that. I got in around 7:35, 7:40, something like that. And I was able to kind of write down what I was going to do for the day, kind of get started, clear out my email from the weekend, and look at my calendar for the week and all that. And it made yesterday a lot better day, I think. I'm not sure if that was the exact reason, but I felt like I had a better day yesterday. And then today, I didn't get in quite as early, but I got in about 7:45. And now my coworker was already in the office when I got there. I'm not really sure why he was in so early, because usually he's not in that early. But even then, he and I had a really good conversation. It didn't work out exactly the way I didn't get to sit down and clear out my email and do all that kind of stuff. But the conversation he and I had, we really needed to have. And we were talking about this whole drama that I've been, you know, we were planning. So, like, how were we going to approach all of this? And I was drawing up kind of some charts of, like, what I thought things needed to look like. And he was asking me questions. And so it was a really good interchange. And it was good. You know, there wasn't anyone else around. So we could kind of talk about, you know, whatever we wanted to talk about. So that went well also, and I felt like, you know, we had some good, I don't know, we made some good headway, and so we'll see how that goes. I am going to possibly be flying to California to see my Seattle, to see my grandmother. So I'm adding more travel to my itinerary. I tell you, I had New Orleans. So this summer, so Mark and I went to Alaska. And then I was getting ready for Pride 48, and then we went to New Orleans. And then I had already told you guys, you know, I have a work trip planned for California, September. And that's going to be the 9th through the 13th. And then I have a London trip that's planned, and it's also work-related. It's a seminar or a conference that I'm going to that's October, I think it's October 6th, but it's sometime early in the month of October. And those were already kind of, you know, well, the October one was already planned, and I knew I needed to go to California to kind of have FaceTime, you know, all that corporate speak with my folks in California. And so then, you know, Pokemon Safari is happening in Montreal. And so Mark, he's been wanting to go to a Pokemon event, whether it's a community, like one of those Go Fest things that happens in the summer, or one of the safari zones where, you know, because they're always having different events and they do them in different major cities throughout the world. And so he wants to go to any of them. He doesn't care. He just wants to go at least once in his life. And I was like, you just pick one. We'll buy tickets. We'll go. I will make it work. You know, whatever. I'll take off work, whatever, because I know you really want to do that. And his birthday is September 21st. So there's one coming up in Montreal that is I believe we got tickets for September 22nd, which is a Sunday. So I'm going to fly to California on the 9th or the 8th, and I have a hotel. And then I'm going to, now with my grandmother, I'm needing to go fly out to Seattle. I'm probably going to change my ticket. On the 13th, I'm going to fly from San Francisco to Seattle. I'm going to see my grandmother over the weekend. Then either Sunday night or Monday, I'm going to fly back home to Arkansas. And then we fly out that following Saturday on the 21st to go to Montreal. And then we're going to be flying back on the 23rd, which is a Monday. And then like 2 weeks after that, I'm flying to London. And in between that, I've got like two haircut appointments that I've got to have that are in St. Louis. So that's a 10-hour day. So I've got all this traveling that I'm going to be doing. Ugh, it's a lot. I did want to mention today is National Pot de Creme Day. And it basically, pot de creme is really good. It's like a custard. And I love custard. So I just wanted to let everyone know you should savor some pots de creme today. And it's a custard. It's made with egg yolk, egg, cream, or milk. It can have chocolate or vanilla flavor. So there you go. Go out and celebrate and have some pot de creme. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly episodes or podcasts over at pride48.com. I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.